The ad listed 11 things President Obama will move America to. PolitiFact researched 9 of the statements and found that none of them were true. Among the claims that received PolitiFact's lowest rating, Pants on Fire, Obama would force courts to accept Islamic Sharia law in domestic disputes. One Sarasota area resident, Stephen Cooper, says that has nothing to do with Obama because the executive branch can't force the judiciary branch to enforce such measures.
First of all those things are not in the realm of the president's power in the first place. It's as though the president has a dictatorial power to do all the things that ad said.
The ad was run by a political action committee called GingPAC, which stands for Government is Not God. People outraged over it say it incites religious and cultural hatred and fear-mongering. It touched on conservative talking points like abortion and gay marriage, saying that Obama would force military chaplains to perform same-sex marriages and force states to pay for abortions. Ray Mazienzo, a member of the Democratic Club of Sarasota, wrote a letter to the editor of the Sarasota Herald Tribune expressing his concern about the ad.
One wonders how you could deliberately accept this ad for publication. You make it perfectly clear in your caveat to writers of letters to the editor that anything in the letter which is inappropriate would be subject to editing for accuracy. Do these standards not hold for ads as well?
The Sarasota Herald Tribune has issued an apology for printing the ad, saying it did not meet their policies regarding fairness and accuracy. Mazienzo says he wants an apology for a similar ad that was run by the same religiously charged super PAC in June.
And that other ad is just as false and just as demeaning. And there's simply, what's the matter with them? You know, can't they see this?
Most of the protesters were Obama supporters and many wore campaign swag. But it wasn't the hit to Obama's political platform that enraged them the most. Donna Cubitt Sawyer said printing false information about candidates can easily sway voters who aren't informed about political candidates.
I am very concerned about truth in election and the safety of our election system and the quality of our election system. And I am a registered Republican. And so I would be here against any candidate. If they did it against a local candidate, I would be here because I think it distorts our process, and I'm concerned about the process. I'm concerned about the process that I'm leaving for my kids and my grandchildren. That's so important.
Another disproven claim was that Obama would force doctors to assist homosexuals in buying surrogate babies. Cubitt Sawyer laughed at that one.
We try not to do that in this country.
According to PolitiFact, the man behind the anti-Obama ad was William Murray with the super PAC Government is Not God. In an interview, Murray told PolitiFact that the claims printed in the ad were merely predictions, but at the bottom, the ad says this is the true agenda of Barack Hussein Obama. Carly Murdoch said the 11 statements about President Obama were anything but true.
I am here because I believe in truth, and I believe in truth in advertising. And I'm very upset lately with the fact that lies are being treated as if they're truth, with no looking glass, with no inspection.
There was also buzz around the crowd about the controversial 2010 Citizens United ruling that allows corporations to dump unlimited amount of money into what some call political slush funds. Venice resident Joanne Welsh said the ad is just another example of why money needs to be taken out of politics.
They are hijacking our local newspaper with outside money.
The ad ran in 19 publications across the country. Other claims include forcing Christian schools to hire non-Christian teachers, forcing employers to hire illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens, pay college tuition for illegal immigrants' children, and allow Occupy protesters to live in parks, and force the creation of permanent government-funded underclass. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Sarasota.